tension. It is so hard to live in tension when we want to know and mark the space we occupy and then live into what that means for who we are and where we are going. I, for one, when it comes to matters of faith and belief, find myself constantly trying to establish a position and then believing that I will hold this position with permanence. For example, I have claimed I don't believe in a God on the show in the past, which might be true, as I said it, historically, but this doesn't mean I won't ever believe in a God. Yet there is a temptation for both myself and my listener to hear I won't believe in a God, because this provides certainty and allows familiarity and direction to be had by all. The problem is, there are days when I do believe in some sort of God, when my questions feel like they may have answers and I'm closer, not to what I once believed many, many years ago, but to something new and unexpected. There are also days when I doubt goodness itself and the dark clouds of depression cover the sky of my life, like a fire blanket covers and suffocates the flames. What I'm trying to get at here is simply the observation that better people than me, on both sides of the faith-no faith divide, hold positions that I do not, that they hold them for reasons that make sense, and they are not swayed one way or the other as easily as I seem to be from time to time. So, do I or will I personally believe in a God? Interestingly, I don't think my answer to anyone other than myself really matters, because at the end of the day, it doesn't change anything. What matters to me are the reasons some do and some do not believe in a God, who that God is if they do believe, and what that means for the theological, philosophical, and ontological outworkings of an individual life. This, for me, is the space that is worthy of exploration. Not to comfort ourselves in the reassurance that others think and believe as we do, but rather to challenge ourselves and to try to see what others have seen, to stand in their shoes for moments at a time and spectate the horizons of the worldview and picture that they have offered to paint for us. I do not hate Christianity. In fact, I think it responsible for much good within this world. I do not loathe atheism, because I think the rational mind and the questions it conjures demand answers that are not easily granted. That atheism emerges from this space, and that this could be a good thing for humanity at large. The point of everything that When Belief Dies stands for is to explore ideas and to encourage others to do so themselves as well, to ask questions and to listen to the answers given. This tension is a hard one to strike, yet I think it gives far more back than it costs in the first place. It stops us from seeking comfort and rather requires us to highlight strengths and weaknesses on both sides, to explore them each in turn, and to see where the chips may fall. This road is not for everyone, and in fact, I think it's for very few, which is why it's so good to have you here with me. So together, with When Belief Dies as our vehicle, we press on.